Thank you for calling Egomont. This is Shelley speaking. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I need to check on my order. It's for the Jeep Willie, and my account number is 36800640.
Okay, yes, sir. Bear with me just a second. Let me pull that up for us.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Could you please verify your name and address?
My name is Bruce Seacott, 875 West Pecos Road, apartment 1106, Chandler, Arizona, 85225.
Okay, thank you.
You're
yes,
welcome.
Sir, I am showing that the account is active. And let me see the last shipment.
And I'm looking for... They took out payment for stage four, which is part 28 to 38. And just checking to see if it's been shipped yet.
Okay, let me see. Yes, sir. I'm just showing that it was sent to the warehouse on the 26th. USPS has not provided us with a tracking number yet.
Okay, and that, excuse me, that was stage four, right?
Yes, sir, 004.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So just waiting for it to be shipped from the warehouse.
Yes, sir. Typically, they pick it up on Tuesdays and Fridays, I'm sorry. But I'm not really sure why they haven't provided us with the tracking number yet. It shouldn't be much longer, though, because they should have already picked it up.
And then you'll send a tracking number, right?
Absolutely. We sent it to the email and file. Mm-hmm.
No, I just wanted to check because I've been having short waiting on such a – because I'm doing it in a year, you know. So I'm getting –
it's 12 issues.
There you go. But sometimes, mm-hmm. well, we're waiting on issue such and such. We can ship out it and then send it. And I say, no, just wait till you get them all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to go over to my Ecto-1 account, please. And that is 366-05-820.
Okay, thank you.
We've been having a problem on this account.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so this one is set for 12 as well, and it looks like something was sent to the warehouse on the 31st.
Okay. And that's stage five, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, because last time they were waiting on one of the parts, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it went to the warehouse, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. We sent it over to the warehouse, and the same thing as before, we're waiting on USPS to provide us with that tracking number.
Okay, no problem. The reason I was checking is because of a couple of weeks ago, I called, and they were still waiting for, they were backlogged on a part. Now, I've been having a problem with paying what my amount I'm supposed to pay. Okay, when I first started, they messed up my account on both of these, the Ecto-1 and Jeep. So because of the mess up, they took off the 20% or something. And I was for both the Ecto One and the Jeep, I'm only supposed to pay $134.04. And if you look at my Jeep account, that's what they've been charging me, 134.04, you know, 4 cents. This one, a couple of months, it was started off at 134.04. Then it went up $43 and something. And I contacted them. They said, okay, we'll take care of that. And then now stage five, they got it at $156 and something. I don't know what they're doing there, but I'm only supposed to, and when I talked to them last time, they said, we'll take care of that and we'll credit back the difference that we charged over the instead of 134, they were charging me 143 something. And now this month, I got, you know, you took out of the account, well, you know, showing, it's 156 something or 158 something. I don't have it in front of me. And that's why I'm calling. They need to get it corrected. And you know, it went from 134, jumped up to 143, and now it's up to 156 or 158. And, you know, it's getting frustrated. It's supposed to be 134, just like the Jeep, because they gave me the discount on the Jeep and the Ecto One, because they were both the same amount at the beginning, you know what I mean? But because of the screw-up, they gave me the discount. And the Jeep's been correct ever since, you know, 134.04 every month. But the Ecto One, it keeps on climbing, you know, climbed up to 143, and now it's going up to 156. So I would like somebody to go in and go, okay, this is wrong. Let's put the charge him only 134.04, just like his Jeep, and then just credit me back for issue stage three and then stage four with both 143, and now stage five is 156 or 158. I'm not sure. It's just somebody probably didn't get it, but I just don't understand. Okay, they were overcharging me instead of 134, it was 143. So I'm going, okay, they made a mistake. It's supposed to be 34, not 43. You know what I'm saying? Like backwards. But then this one's 156 or 58. I'm going, whoa, something's wrong. You know what I mean?
Okay. So this one actually did include a $10 binder. So I understand
I didn't order no binder. Why are people throwing? I got my free binder. I know I get a free binder with the build. I got that. I got the license plate in, but I had to throw it in the trash. And it wasn't your fault. The stupid mailman, you know, we have lockers for bigger packages, and we pay $20 a month for these stupid lockers. You know what I mean? And then you have your regular little mailboxes, you know, like in apartments, you know what I mean? That stupid post guy jammed that sucker into my little mailbox, bent it all up. Now, it wasn't your fault. You know, you guys sent it, you know, in a big brown thing, you know, and I'm sure it was correct. And the thing is, those boxes, you know, they got for big parcels, medium size, and then like wide ones, you know. There's like 50 boxes, you know what I mean, in that mail unit plus your regular, you know, mailbox, you know, for your apartment. And he shoved that sucker. I had to fight to get it out of my mailbox. And it was all bent up. I just threw it in the trash. But it wasn't you guys' fault. You made your commitment. You sent it to me. Just dumbass, excuse my English, post-delivery guy. Figure instead of just turning around, punching in a code to open up a locker and putting it in there and then sending it, you know, when you get a package in the lockers, you get an email saying you have a package, you know what I mean? And it gives you a code number, so you go up to the screen, punch it in, and it'll pop out the door of the locker that it's in. So, but that's no problem. That wasn't your fault. But I'm still waiting on my medium-sized T-shirt. That's all I'm waiting. And that's been back to order since I started the build. They sent me an extra large, and I told them I'm supposed to have a medium. And they said, don't worry, we'll send you out a medium. But that's been over 2 months ago. Are they still on backlog, the medium T-shirts?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, I believe they are.
Okay, no problem. No problem. It was just like the license plate. It was on back order from day one of the build. You know what I mean? And then I finally get it, and some lowlife were just jamming it. And I'm waiting till I see the guy one day at the, you know, putting mail in the mailbox. I'm going to chew his butt out. I mean, a license plate, it don't fit in a, you know, I don't know if you live in an apartment, but, you know, the little boxes, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
they're small.
Yeah, and then we have, and then they installed these lockers to put bigger packages in instead of going to the post office, you know, like dropping a note, you got a package at the post office, you know what I mean? And they charge us $20 every 6 months. That's how it is. And the idiots destroyed it. I didn't even call the post office and make a complaint. I'm just, you know, just upset. But I mean, I finally got my license plate. A lot of good it did. But I'd like to get the payments corrected, you know, because when I talked to the lady, they said they probably flip-flopped it, you know, when it was supposed to be $134.04, and they were charging $143. In other words, she said they probably made a mistake. Instead of $34, they put $43, you know what I mean? But now this one, so they charged, so I guess they charged me another $143 and then charged me for a binder. I got my free binder. I don't need no other binder. I'm not into that. You know what I mean? I got a free binder already. I don't know, you know, why they're charging me for another binder. You know what I mean? It's just like the Jeep. They charged me $19 for a CD. And I told them, what was this for? Well, for the CD. I said, I don't want that stuff. So I got refunded for it. You know what I mean? I got my refund, credit back. And they were supposed to put on my account, don't send me anything except my freebies. You know what I mean? Because the reason being is I drive a big truck, an 18-wheeler, and I do the 48 states, and I'm up in mountains that I don't get something to 3 or 4 days later, and you already charged my account and all that. And I told them, no, I don't need none of this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'll take what my free stuff is. You know what I mean? But I didn't order it. See, so that probably charged me $143 again, and then $10. So that's $153 plus tax, or $160 something dollars. And I didn't order no binder. I didn't want no binder. You know what I mean? And the binder I got, I gave it away because when I do the build, I throw the magazines away. I'm not keeping them. You know, I use them to do the build, and then I throw the magazines away. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you got diehards that, oh, it's Ecto One, it's Ghostbuster. I'm going to keep the magazines. Why keep the magazines? It's just got a few stuff in it, yeah, but it's the build, you know what I mean? I'm doing the builds. I'm not into, you know, like, oh, I'm a, you know, like an ex, you know, Star Wars fan or a Ghostbuster fan, you know. I build the model vehicles. I like building movie-related vehicles, you know what I mean? That's why I got the Jeep, and I got that one for, I'm putting it as Saving Private Ryan because they had a Jeep in it, you know, and then the Ecto-1 because of, you know, the Ghostbuster movie, you know, type thing. And then with another company, I'm doing the X-Wing Fighter with Modern Science. I'm doing, you know, the X-Wing Fighter, you know, same scale. And then with Agora Models, I'm doing the Terminator. But I don't keep the magazines in that. As I build, I trash, you know, the bags, the parts come in the box, and then the magazines. I don't save that stuff. So I didn't want no extra binder. Like I said, the one you got me, you know, I gave it away. You know what I mean? I got no use for those. So they probably charged me, like you said, another $143, and then you said the binder's $10.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was $150-something. But it's supposed to be $134.04, not $143-something. I think $143.20. But I didn't want that binder. You guys can stop the binder, can't you?
Well, I can't stop it from leaving because it already went out, but I can opt us out of the future one, so I can do that for us.
So am I going to get credit back for the binder?
Bear with me just a second. Let me double check.
Okay.
The...
Yeah. No, you know, it's just like you don't want to pay for something you don't want. You know what I mean? And what I don't understand, the girl told me they had put. There's no notation saying don't send extra stuff. Customer doesn't want it. I'm just saying, that's what they said, because if it didn't have that on it, they automatically assume you want it and they charge you for it. And I said, no. So they were supposed to put that on the Jeep build and on the Ecto-1 build. Only what due to me as a free product. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay,
so,
thank you, young lady. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I did go ahead and opt this out of the future binders. I can go ahead and provide a refund for the one that's coming, and you can keep it free of charge. I understand you didn't
okay.
want it in the first place. You can toss it out if you want to.
Okay, because I'll just give it away to the same guy. His son for school, you puts notepads in it. I don't know. But that was a free one. The first one was free. You know what I mean? And I don't need that. And like I said, I don't keep the magazine. When I build the section of the magazine, I throw it away. You know what I mean? I don't understand what's the purpose of. Don't get me wrong, but you know, putting the magazine in a binder and keeping it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Unless you're like a real diehard. Ghostbuster collector, you know what I mean, or some, you know what I mean. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I understand.
It's just like the Jeep build. They sent the magazine all at once. It's like a thick book, and it covers all the stages. You know what I mean? It's not like an individual magazine per part. You know what I'm saying? That you. That would be nice if they did that to all of them instead of sending all these, every, like a magazine every time, per the part, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you taking care of that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And then the 20% discount that you're referring to, I actually didn't see it on this account. So I had to go ahead and get that activated.
Because
20%.
Did you look at my Jeep account? And you'll see I'm only paying $134. I open these accounts. I open the Ecto-1 one day, and I think 1 or 2 days later when I found out the Jeep, I did that. And then when they billed me, they screwed up and, made a mistake. Not screwed up, made a mistake. And I said, whoa, that's more than what was said that would be charged. And they go, oh, okay, we'll take care of it. We made a mistake, and I was getting 20% off of both. And both were supposed to be they told me $134.04, and I said, is that for both bills, the Ecto-1 and the Jeep? And they said, yeah. And if you look at my Jeep account, you'll see, like, I'm getting stage 4 now. I was only charged $134.04, but if you look, except for stage 1, which was, part 1 and 2, but I'm talking about, like, stage 3, it was fixed, and it was never fixed, but it's supposed to be $134.04, just like the Jeep, all my issues. And the Ecto-1, well, this stage and stage, because it happened on stage 2 of the Ecto-1 where they made a mistake on my payment, and that's when they did it, and they credit me back, and I only paid $134.04. And then the Jeep, she said, your Jeep would be the same amount, the discount be on both. But like 3 and 4, they've been charging me $143. And I'm just thinking they got it switched around more. Instead of $134, they got $143. You know what I'm saying? And then I can see why it was more, because they charged me the $10 on the binder. That's why it was more this month. If they didn't do the binder, it would have been another $143, and I would have called you and said, no, you guys didn't flip it yet. I know you guys got a lot of customers, you know what I mean? I understand that. And things are easy to get passed by, you know what I mean? We're all human, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I'm just trying to look.
You know, that's one thing. When we were made, we weren't made perfect. That's what my mother used to say. Well, when you were born, you wasn't made perfect.
Oh, yes, I understand.
But I was going to ask you, next month, when stage 5 comes out,
mm-hmm.
can you send me out stage 5 and 6?
We can only do 12 issues at once.
Oh, I can't ask. I can't ask for an extra stage.
Sir, we don't have the ability to do that.
I'm sorry.
No, sir, we don't have the ability to do that. We may be able to change the frequency to like 1 week. That way, one will ship out, and then the next one will ship out a week later.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, like the other two companies I deal with, as long as they're, you know, like the X-Wing by Model Space, next month, I do two months at a time, which is only 8 parts. But for next month, I ordered 3 packs, you know, of 6 months. And no problem. We can do it. As long as they had those issues in stock, you know what I mean, type thing. But, okay, it's something I was just going to ask you to see if I could do that, you know what I mean? Like add an extra stage on. But that's okay. That's okay. That's fine.
Yes, sir. Our systems just don't allow us to do it. I'm still here with you. I'm just trying to look at why it's different. Like, I'm trying to find, like, why it's one is more than the other one.
Well, see, they were both supposed to be 134. In other words, I had a problem on the Ecto-1 when I got stage 2. They charged me the wrong amount. For some reason, something happened. So what they did is from the regular price it was supposed to be, they took off 20%. And she told me that bring it down to 134.04. And she said, we're going to go ahead and give you the same discount on your Jeep Willy. And if you look over on the Jeep Willy, stage 2, 3, and now stage 4, I've been paying 134.04. It's just the Ecto-1 didn't get changed. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
But they were done at the same time.
Okay, so it's $1,090.
And I didn't have no problem with the Jeep. It was the Ecto-1, but like I said, they gave me the 20% off of both of them. And I said, wow, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when they saw I was doing 2 bills, plus I kind of, you know, whatever other stuff you come out with, you know, the bills, you know what I mean? So they went ahead and gave me it on both of them.
Because I mean, I would be able to fix it if I could find out how they did that.
Yeah. Because, okay, if you look at the Jeep Willy, what is the regular charge per month?
It's $1,090 plus $245.
Okay. And when I get it, I get 12 issues. So what would 12 issues be?
So times that by 12... that would be $160 normally.
Okay, and then you take 20% off and all that before taxes came out to 100. Anyway, I'm getting 130. You see what I'm getting? I'm only paying $134.04, not $160. You know what I mean? Because they gave me the 20% and then something. I don't know what it was, but it was supposed to be on the Ecto-1, and they said, well, since you have the Jeep, we'll give you the same discount we're giving to the Ecto-1 on the Jeep. So if you look, I've been only paying $134.44 a month, not $160 a month for the Jeep. You know what I'm saying? So it shows you that they had given me the discount, and it was supposed to be two on the Ecto-1. The problem was on the Ecto-1, not the Jeep. And they, at courtesy, they said, well, we're going to do it for both builds for you. And I said, wow, that's thanks. But they never got the Ecto-1 correct yet.
Well, yes, sir, but they can't. They won't be able to go any less.
Huh?
We're not going to be able to go down any further on that one.
No, I'm just, well, I'm just saying, they're supposed to be both at $134.04 a month. And for some reason, they bring it down to $143 and something a month instead of $134.04 a month. That's what I'm saying. They bring it down, but it was supposed to be $134.02, but they bring it down to $143. It's like they flip-flop the amount. Instead of being $34, they flipped it to $43, you know. It was a mistake, you know, common mistake made, you know, accidentally. Because obviously they gave me a discount because I'm not paying the full amount. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir. It's definitely discounted.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you do the Ecto-1 at 12 issues amount, it comes up to the same total amount as the Jeep I pay, that I would have paid for the Jeep. But I got the discount, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to raise hell about it, you know what I mean? I just, you know, it's just, it's $10 difference, you know. It's not like $40 or $50, you know what I mean? I mean, if I can get it squared away, that'd be nice. If not, then so be it. It's still cheaper than the regular price was supposed to be, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
And then you told me the reason this one was $150-something because they charged me $10 for a binder that I didn't really care for. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Well, I already refunded for that.
That's what I'm saying. You did do that. But that's why I thought, okay, it's time to climb back up. But then you explained, well, it was $143 plus the $10 binder. You know what I mean? And you took care of that. So it was, you know, like I said, if it's stuck on $143.20 a month, then I'm not gonna, you know, if they can't change it, I'm not gonna lose sleep over it. You know what I'm saying? Because they already, you know, discounted me good, you know, which was nice.
Yes, sir. The next shipment, it's still gonna be the $143.64. Because it's
right.
Already discounted, it can't go any lower than that. Because I even added the 20% off, and it won't go any lower.
Did I get something extra that made it higher than a Jeep or something? Like, is there a display thing that, okay, you got a standard issue, and if you get the deluxe issue, it costs a little bit more. Did I get a deluxe issue on this one?
You do have a premium surcharge.
So that means I'm getting a goodie at the end of the build then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Somewhere during the build.
So that's probably why it's 143 and not 134, because the Jeep, there's no premium. So, okay, then that would make sense then. If I got it, it's just like the X-Wing fighter. You can get the standard or you can get the premium. And what the premium is, you pay a little bit more a month, you know, on each issue. But at the end of the build, you get a diorama kit, you know, vehicles and all that to put with the X-Wing, you know what I mean? So I didn't know there was a premium on the Ghostbuster. Well, that would make sense then, because I'm getting something different, you know, like a premium at the end of the build, you know what I mean? So I can see it. Okay. So it's going to be $143.60 then per month.
Yes, sir. That will be the standard from now on the Ecto-1. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to mark that down in my logbook. Because, like I said, I got four builds going. So one, $43.60. And I'm going to put premium. So the Jeep is standard build, but the Ecto 1, you have a standard and a premium, and I ordered the premium. I forgot. So it would make sense. It would have the discount then on a premium price. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So that clears that up. We're good then. Nobody told me that before. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking it was just a build. You know what I mean? Now, like I said, the X-Wing that I'm getting with Mod Science, you have a choice of standard, which you do the build and that's it. Or the premium, like I said, it comes with a platform, and then you can set the X-Wing on it, and then you get a pilot, and then you get a little troop carrier thing with, you know, to scale for the X-Wing. Like it's in the deck, you know, where the fighters are, you know what I mean? And all those barrels and stuff that's there. So, okay. That took care of that problem.
Yes.
And like I said, the only reason, like you told me, is because they charged me for the book and you took care of that. So that's mm-hmm. all good. It's all good now.
Okay, wonderful.
And so stage 5 of the Ecto 1 is at the warehouse getting ready to ship. And then stage 4 of the Jeep is at the warehouse. And once they get a date, they'll send me tracking numbers to see when I get them, right?
Yes, sir. We'll send you the tracking info once we get it from USPS.
Okay. I apologize. I mean, it's like I made something so confusing when all of a sudden, oh, okay, I got a premium. It's going to be a little bit more than a standard price. But they gave me the discount on a premium price. So I'm okay with it. I appreciate it. So they'll come out sometime this month, these two pieces. I mean, whether the Ecto 1 and Jeep, whenever released from the warehouse, it'll be this month, right?
Yes, sir. We're really just waiting for USPS to provide us with the tracking numbers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, because like I said, a couple of weeks ago, they didn't send out the Ecto 1 because they were backdoored on a part. And when I did this build, I told them, well, if the backdoored on any of the parts, you know, like how many I'm doing, just hold my order until that part comes in and then ship it all. You know what I mean? Instead of shipping what they have and then down the road ship the other part, you know. Because mm-hmm. when you're missing a part, you can't, you're stopped anyway. You only can build so far. So why not wait till it comes back in stock and then ship it all once? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes, sir, absolutely.
Sorry that you're working on Easter.
Oh, no. It's not a problem at all.
Huh?
It's not a problem for me at all. I got to let my managers go home and spend time with their children.
Oh, well, that's nice of you. That was nice of you. Well, you have a good Easter, what's left of it. And thank you for your time explaining that and taking care of that extra charge for the binder. I had no idea. I thought that was taken care of. But I appreciate it. And you have a safe evening. And thanks again for the help.
Yes, sir. Happy Easter to you as well. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you very kindly, and you be safe out there, okay?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you speaking with me here at Eagle Moss.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so kindly, and be safe, okay? Bye-bye now.
You too. Bye.
Bye.